The county's health chief says coronavirus cases are stabling as Norfolk was declared open for business ahead of the half-term break. But Dr. Louise Smith, Director of Public Health for Norfolk, emphasised that a regular, steady rise in the infection rate was still being detected. Speaking at a Norfolk County Council press conference on Thursday, the 22nd of October, Dr. Smith provided an update on the county's doubling rate, the speed at which the number of positive tests multiply. She said, "It is a fair assessment to say last week, when we looked at 7-day numbers, they were going up rapidly, and the doubling time in most of Norfolk had gone down below 7 days. I'm very relieved to see, when we look at the data today, that for all districts the doubling time has reached double figures. So the number of people who have the virus is doubling, but it is taking more than 10 days to do so. Our numbers are, to some extent, stabilising." Cases are, however, continuing to climb, with the latest figures for Norwich and Great Yarmouth showing significant rises. In Norwich, the number stands at 108.8 per 100,000 people for the week up to October 17th, compared to 92.5 for the 7 days up to October 10th. In Great Yarmouth, there were 90.6 compared to 67.4 the previous week. Moreover, as of Wednesday, October the 21st, Norfolk hospitals had 46 inpatients with coronavirus, 5 of which were in intensive care.
Professor Neil Ward, Deputy Vice Chancellor of the University of East Anglia, said that the university was not complacent after 3 students were each fined £10,000 for throwing a party on Beauthorpe Road in Norwich recently. He said, "We have been communicating with the students regularly around COVID-19 security, including at the start of every teaching session, through emails and social media. When it comes to campus, we have our own security who carry out patrols 24 hours, and they've been doing an excellent job. For face-to-face teaching, we have gone for 2 metres social distancing plus additional mitigating measures, which is a significant notch above what other universities are doing." But Mr. Ward said that the UEA could always do more, and current arrangements were under constant review, while staff and students are regularly asked for feedback. For students who breach university rules and COVID-19 regulations, Mr. Ward said that sanctions can include fines, suspension, and expulsion. Mr. Ward said, "While you can look at the coronavirus rate for Norwich, which is going up among young people, a proportion will be because of UEA's precautionary asymptomatic testing system. The university is offering voluntary tests, which give results in 24 hours as to whether people have the virus, even if they have no symptoms. Of the reported coronavirus cases among UEA students, more than 75% have been identified by the testing system."
People in Norwich have been thanked for their efforts to help control rising cases of coronavirus in the city so far. And people have been urged to keep doing what they can to help make sure the transmission rates of the virus are brought down. While rates are still well below the national average, there was concern that the rate had increased from 36 cases per 100,000 people to 92 per 100,000 in the space of 7 days. Council leaders and public health bosses hope that if people in Norwich follow the guidelines, rates in the city can be brought down. Part of the effort saw a team of Norwich City Council COVID support officers out in the busy city centre. These officers were encouraging shoppers to socially distance, to keep washing their hands, and to make sure they wore face coverings in shops. They patrol the streets, but particularly areas where lots of people gathered, such as entrances to shopping centres at Chapelfield and the Castle Quarter. The City Council was recently awarded almost £90,000 by the government to support enforcement and compliance of rules and restrictions.
With the nation feeling gloomy at the prospect of a socially distanced festive season, some are reaching for the tinsel 2 months early, and photos of people's homes decorated for Christmas, even before Halloween and Guy Fawkes Night, are being posted online. In Norwich, John Lewis has opened up its Christmas shop at the end of last month. Also in the city, the annual pop-up charity Christmas card shop is opening early this year, due to launch for its 55th outing this week at a new venue in St. Peter Mancroft Church. Even firms selling real Christmas trees are gearing up for early sales. At Sowell Farm near Reefham, manager Tom Barwick said that trees were being supplied for retailers as early as November the 2nd. The shop won't open to the public until November the 28th. "I wouldn't want our trees going out to people for use in their homes earlier than November the 28th, unless you want a carpet full of needles for Christmas Day," he said. They were going to ask people to wear masks, despite it being outside, and will be setting up a one-way system.
The cancellation of organised firework displays due to coronavirus has prompted fears there could be an increase in injuries from people putting on their own shows in gardens. Firefighters and trading standard watchdogs at Norfolk County Council have urged people to take extra care this bonfire night and not try to replace professional displays with unsafe options at home. They said that if people do decide to host their own displays, they should only be bought from authorised sellers so they comply with safety standards. People who do hold displays in their garden would need to stick to government guidelines around the rule of six. And they reminded people how the use of fireworks can be a nuisance to neighbours and cause distress to vulnerable people and pets. Margaret Dewsbury, the Council's Cabinet Member for Communities and Partnerships, said, "We are currently amid a global pandemic and we are asking people not to take risks which could put additional pressures on our emergency services in Norfolk." The cut-off point for setting off fireworks on bonfire night is midnight, but at other times they must not be set off between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. The exceptions are New Year's Eve, Diwali, and Chinese New Year, when 1 a.m. is the cut-off point.